Perfect. Good night, everyone. All right, so the going today is going to discuss one basic method, I guess. One method or theme of the Yetzer Hara. One method that the Yetzer Hara does. And basically, we're going to see in a few different applications that what the Yetzer Hara does. Now, when we're talking about the Yetzer Hara, let me just be back. The Yetzer Hara doesn't mean necessarily a little, you know, fly, a little like birdie sitting, you know, on top of you trying to infiltrate. It means the natural tendencies of a person towards. He's also on to write like that. It's too stubborn, but he definitely. Including the Yetzer Hara, meaning to say the natural tendencies of a person, the natural leanings of a person. So, one of the ways that the Yetzer Hara gets a person is they start slow. He doesn't come right away and say a person feels a certain morality, a person feels a certain set of values. It's not likely that just one day to the next he's going to drop everything, right? So if you know, we're fighting the Yetzer Hara, the method is to say to the person, look, start with me here. What I'm about to tell you is not so bad. This is good. It's okay. Come with me. And once the door's open, that's where now the Yetzer Hara can take you down the road of to the oblivion. He says, that's shot in the pasuk, La Pesach Chatos Roivates. Once there's an opening, the Chatos is right there. The Avodah is not to let it have the opening. When a person's going in a certain street, you know, there's a certain amount that, like Chazal say, when a person doesn't avail the second time, that's just like a head. There's a certain guard that a person has. When they start just, you know, look, I'm not telling you to drop it. Let's go, you know, take it easy, whatever. The minute that happens, he has you. So he says like this in Perek Dalet Ois Dalet. Ein derech Yetzer Hara mitchila lehafzir la'avera. Yetzer Hara doesn't tell you go right away to do an avera. Ela maschil laharis l'adam ahava. He tells you the good parts of maybe, you know, listen, consider it. And he sees you didn't fight back. He sees he has your ear. Now, this guy's a good client. This guy's a good potential, and he traps you. So he says, you know, you're such a spiritual guy. You're on high level. You know, and you know what they say about Onik Shabbos. It's such a high level. So, you know, let's be machmer on Onik Shabbos. And go get whatever you know. And that's when, you could drink a little extra. Nothing's going to happen, whatever. Next thing you know, now the guy, he enjoys drinking. He gets into it. Now it's not just Shabbos anymore. We'll have Malka, you know, enjoy yourself. And next thing you know, he has you. Kasher hu rogel b'tanuge mitzvah. Now that he got involved in tanugim surrounding mitzvahs, oz. Now you're into it. Let's get you fully into it. Look, it's not so bad if you do a verse. Don't you know the Chazal that when you come to Yom Kippur, you do tshuva, and it's even tshuva me'ahava. So does a verse becomes a schus. So it's not even so bad. Okay, and he says, and anyway, look. You heard all those stories about the Gedolim when they were 4 years old, they're in Ushas. You're finished. You're not just four. You're not five. You're not 10. You're not 20. You're 30. You're not 40. All right, look, you don't know Shas. You're done. You may as well jump on board with me. Right? I'm going to give you at least a good Olam Hazeh. And you're not going to get with the other guy, with the Yetzer HaTov, you're not going to get Olam Hazeh or Olam Haba. With me, at least you'll get Olam Hazeh. So, once he tells you, Oz ain't tzarek oy lefatoisa, ki hoylech achrav me'atzmoy. So he says at some point a person just loses interest And then the Yetzirah doesn't even have to work on you anymore. He has you. So in other words, he's saying the technique, according to this point of the Goyim, all the point that we're going to say tonight is he's pointing to a nekuda that the Yetzirah, the ability of the person to fight the Yetzirah and the natural tendencies, you know, there's a lot of justifications. And as long as a person doesn't stand strong on their what they know is important, the Yetzirah will get them. Regardless, the Yetzirah will get them, and then he's tangled, and then he's not going to stop. Now, what he's about to say, the Goyin, is an incredible point. Okay? The Goyin says like this. Kasher huagal b'shriros liboy. There's certain things that the taiva for those things, if you're not involved in it, make no sense. It just doesn't make sense. It's not a natural taiva. So the Goyin says, you know what happens is that when a person gets caught up in taiva, they now want things that naturally people, human beings, don't want. But they create for themselves a vacuum of needing more, and they decide to get it with things that don't make any sense. The example, I don't want to get into, you know, a politically correct comments. But basically, the Goyin says, naturally, there are certain taivas which a person would have. And the taivas that a person does not have, naturally, is because they created that taiva within themselves. It's a created taiva in order to fulfill more taiva. Well, so he says like this. He says, it's really a Ramban. The Ramban says, L'man sefois harava esatz. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says that you're not supposed to give your animal to a guy to watch over, because it's a chashash that the man will be reveya with the animal. Have some sort of intercourse with the animal, and it's going to make a puzzle for a korban, and this. So don't give your animal over to a guy. So the question is, it's not a natural taiva. Naturally, a man does not have that type of taiva. So he says it comes from the fact is a person so morgul in giving it to their taivas, they find new things that are not natural. And he says, it's an amazing pasuk. Listen to the pasuk. The pasuk says, Leman, it's in Nitzavim. So it says, Leman sefos harava es hatzmeya. Right? Leman sefos harava es hatzmeya lo yaveh Hashem. Right? So, Leman sefos harava es hatzmeya. It means that the thirsty one is going to begin impacting the full one will start impacting and start getting involved with the thirsty one. In other words, you are full, but you become thirsty. And he says it's because you created a taiva within yourself. There was no natural desire to want that thing. You know, you have to, and the fact that you want it is only because you created that desire within yourself. And he says that's what happens when a person gets opens the door for the Yetzirah.
It's only for taivas that are not there for taiva, or is speaking in general?
No, he's saying this is the end of it. The last thing that happens is the person so full that he looks for things that are not natural. They created for themselves this whole desire. Okay, now, there's another unbelievable Goyin. There's a Goyin on, again, we started talking last week a little bit about the Akkad, about the stories of Rami Bar Chama, right? We talked to Rabba Bar Chana. The stories in Baba Basa, Rabba Bar Chana. Basically, he goes and he finds these giants and these things and these waves, right? So last time we spoke about that, he went and he saw the spot where the earth hit the sun, right? The earth hit the sky, and he put a basket there, that whole story. And we said from the Goyin, it's a mashal. So the Goyin says there's another mashal. There's another story. Rabba Bar Chana is going in the road, and he sees these waves that are 300 amas tall. and the wave is hits the ground, and basically the other wave is like basically says something like, you're going to conquer the world. And the wave says, I can conquer the world, but the sand by the ledge of the ocean bank will stop me, because the sand at the edge of the ocean bank never moves. That's the story. So what in the world is this story about? So the Goyim says that the waves are the Yetzer Hara, and the waves can be really tall. So he says the waves could be extremely tall, 300 amas tall. It's amazing. But when they hit the ground, they hit the ground. And then they're not that strong anymore. What's going to determine whether or not they overtake the world is the point at the bank of the river. And the Gemara said that saying the bank of the river doesn't budge at all. But if the bank of the river would move a little bit, as far as it moves, eventually the water will take over the world. In other words, he says, is that when the Yetzara comes to the person, if he's going to be the bank of the river, he's not going to move, the Yetzara will just stay right there. It's never going to go anywhere. The minute he gives space, bam, it's going to flood the world. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's the muscle of the Gemara. So again, the Goyim saying the same concept. Not to give a little bit. Not to give to a little bit to the Yetzara. Because you give a little bit, you give the door. He has the foot in the door. Once he has the foot in the door, much harder to fight back. He says, Yesh avoinos should in Zion. I'm going to get back to the other ones, but the Zion connects to this. Yesh avoinos sheboim ba'oines v'shoigim. Sometimes a person's avera is not his fault. Sometimes it's not your fault. It could be oines, shoigig. It's not your fault. So you say, look, it's not my fault. It's not my fault. Afa pike nenash. There's a certain punishment. Ki avera gereres avera. V'ada metame atzmi me'at. Metamen oisei harbe. Because the problem with the avera, it may not be your fault. It may not have been your fault. But how are you? We've been waiting for you for a while.
Ashamnu bagatnu.
Yeah, David, all right. We're waiting for you. Okay, welcome back. So by the way, it's Latoiv also. You open the door now, you know. Once the door is open, you know, that's it. You know, you're gonna get a phone call. You know, you're gonna start getting recruited in. So he says, even though the guy did the bear, it wasn't his fault, but it doesn't matter. The effect is still on the person. And that effect will avera goreres avera. That's what it means. The effect will carry, will drag the person along. Regardless, the effect will drag him along. And therefore, you know, we say in the Al-Chit, I'm going to keep Al-Chit shechatanu lefanecha, be'ones uberatzon. So the Velt asks the Kasha, that why do we say be'ones uberatzon? We, Hashem, forgive us for the averes that we did that are not our fault. It's not your fault. You're not chayiv. Why do you have to ask forgiveness for that? And the answer is because sometimes we let ourselves be dragged into something. Okay, it's not our fault. Yeah, but it has an effect. And we should have to avoid those types of situations. Because the effect is now the Yetzara is more comfortable. He's starting to feel at home now. Right? You got to be careful with that. Okay? Then the going takes it even one step further. In Ois Ches, he says, "Masha Adam Moinea Melakayim Mitzvus Asay Goyim Loyachakach Lavra Lois Asay." So one may think, "Okay, that's only by averus. What about if I don't do a mitzvah? What about okay? I'm not doing anything bad. I'm not eating treif, and I'm not involved in bad things, and I'm pretty clean. I'm good, but I don't do the positives. I don't really daven." I don't really learn. I don't do the tefillin properly. I don't say where it says it. Okay, fine. I'm not a bad guy. Where does that fit in? Says the Goyim, that's also giving room for the Yetzara. The lack of a mitzvah saseh is also the first step for the Yetzara to grab hold of the person. Unbelievable. It's a much bigger chiddush. But not doing an assay properly, not doing a positive mitzvah is also considered the first step towards, the aveir. And the Yetzara, that also is a makom for the Yetzara to take hold of the person. So that's his chiddush over here. Okay. So you got to keep all this in mind. A person has a little bit of an assign. They don't realize that little bit of an assign. Really, either way, if they're only been assign, the Yitzhar is not going to try back again so quickly. You've already strengthened yourself. He gives in a little. Now, Yitzhar is starting to feel comfortable here. He's going to keep moving forward. So every single little challenge that we do, every single little challenge that we're able to overcome, it's not just that challenge. It's a step in that direction. Okay? You come home and things are not exactly, you know, all tidied up, things the way you would have expected it to be. You know, you're like, where's supper, you know? All right. So that now you're you know, that's the Pesach Chatzos Roivei. So I'm saying you're getting yourself in, you're giving in to a little anger. You calm down, you look away. Every step in that direction, you're fixing your midas in that way. Every single thing that a person does is not just about the action itself, it's about the effect that it has on the person moving forward as well. So that's what he's telling us. Amazing, a whole bunch of different things, but they're all pointing to this idea. Okay, so that's the yisod of the goyim for tonight, with Hashem. And tomorrow night, it's not going to be a shir. Tomorrow night, I have a chasana, a family wedding in Muncie. So I will be here. Thank you. Amen. And Wednesday night, we'll be back on. Okay, David?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Wednesday night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, good night, everyone. Good night. Thank you. Good night.